No, it's real. It's absolutely real. Everything moves in cycles. So twice a century, the ocean lets us know just how small we really are. A winter storm comes out of Antarctica, tearing up the Pacific. And it sends a huge swell north 2,000 miles. And when it hits Bell's Beach, it'll turn into the biggest surf this planet has ever seen, and I will be there.
So will I. Yeah!
Yeah! You want the ultimate, you gotta be willing to pay the ultimate price.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. As you can probably hear, I lost my voice yet again. I am going to try and give it a go for this week's episode of the podcast because I was so excited about it, because I put so much time into it. I'm still going to give it a go. So I am, of course, talking 1991's Point Break, directed by Catherine Bigelow, starring Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze. I'm also going to briefly discuss Ben Affleck's The Town, which came out in 2010. The theme for this episode is, of course, bank robberies. Both of those movies, that is an integral part of the overall story. So I'm going to get into both of those movies in just a little bit. Before I do that, I do want to talk movie releases and movie trailers. As always, movie releases, if you are a fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, this is a good weekend for you because Glenn Howerton, who plays Dennis in It's Always Sunny, is starring in BlackBerry, the story of the BlackBerry phone that came out in the 1990s. It's supposed to be an incredible movie. I think it's close to 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's in the 80s on Metacritic, so it's supposed to be very, very good. And the other one, I haven't heard what the reviews are for it yet, but that is Fool's Paradise, which is written, directed, and stars Charlie Day, also from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So if you are a fan of that show, this might be a weekend where you want to head to the theater and check one of those movies out. Movie trailer-wise, there were a few trailers for Gran Turismo and the new Fast and Furious movie, but the only trailer that anyone should really care about is Dune Part 2, directed by Denis Villeneuve. This is the follow-up to his excellent, excellent, I think, 2020 first part, first Dune movie. So this is the follow-up. And yeah, I am super, super excited. I wasn't able to see the first one in theaters, so I'm definitely going to be making my way to an IMAX theater to see the second part. And I believe this is the last part as well. I think this is going to be wrapping up the story. I'm still yet to get through the book. Maybe this year will be the year. And on to the main event now, and that is Point Break, 1991. Here we go. So this is just quintessential 90s schlock. It is just everything you think about when you think of late 80s, early 90s action movies. It just has an absolute ridiculous plot. Here it is. So Keanu Reeves, he stars as Johnny Utah, who is a former Ohio State quarterback, who becomes an FBI agent after college and then has to teach himself surfing in order to go undercover and find a group of surfers who are robbing banks all over California. One of those robbers is played by Patrick Swayze, who plays Bodie, who's kind of the leader of this group. And you as a viewer know that he is responsible for robbing the banks pretty early on. Keanu Reeves' character, you're kind of just following his story and waiting till he finds out more information. Patrick Swayze is definitely one of the highlights here. The opening monologue to today's episode of the podcast is one of the reasons that this movie works so well. Yes, it is cheesy. It's over the top. It's just, yeah. It's not a movie that you are going to be like, wow, that is high art. It is not that. It is, but for what it is, it does it extremely, extremely well. One aspect of this movie I love is just how angry everyone is at all times.
You mad?
Yeah, I'm mad!
Good and mad!
Yeah!
What do you want to do about it?
Yeah,
on top of all of that anger that all these characters are feeling, you also have just incredible action sequences. There's an amazing chase sequence with Johnny Utah and Bodie. There's incredible surfing shots in this movie. There's skydiving, just absolutely everything about this movie. When it comes to action set pieces, the bank robberies themselves, the tension is ratcheted up. It works super, super well. The dialogue in this movie is definitely I enjoy it, but it's definitely like, I don't know if real people would say some of these things. It can be a little much, but it makes for a very, very amusing watch. And I think it's one of the reasons that the movie is just so quotable. And then another thing about this movie that's just so great is just how rewatchable it is. It's a movie I have probably seen somewhere between 5 and 10 times, and every time I'm very, very entertained by it, even though I know what is going to happen. It's one of those movies I could watch kind of again and again. Aspects of this movie that I think are just a little bit weaker. I think the movie definitely overstays its welcome. Not that the ending I think is bad, but it's just the events that lead to the actual conclusion of this movie. I feel like that could have been cut down a little bit. It just goes from action sequence to action sequence to action sequence. Maybe cutting out one of those would have paced the film just a little bit better. It's a little bit of a nitpick. Keanu Reeves' acting, it works in some movies. Some of his earlier work, though, including this, I don't know. The people like it. For me, it will take me out of the movie from time to time. I love Keanu Reeves. I like the John Wick movies. I like the Matrix movies. Or I like the Matrix, I should say. His brand of acting here, it works and it doesn't. You'll have to decide for you how much you enjoy that. The romance Keanu Reeves' character is also a part of in this movie. I don't care about it. It's Catherine Bigelow obviously wanted that to be something that the viewers were invested in. And I just had a hard time getting into it at all. I didn't really care about it. I just cared about Johnny Utah versus Bodhi. And then those aspects of the movie, I think, are the reason to watch. If for some reason you haven't seen 1991's Point Break, it is just a perfect example of early 90s action. Patrick Swayze carries this movie. His performance is Bodhi, along with super, super quotable lines, great action sequences, just like absolutely a movie that should be seen just to laugh and have a good time. There are some weaknesses with the film, like I mentioned, including Keanu Reeves' acting and the romance. But if you can get past those, I think you will have a good time with Point Break.
Miss Kesey, I would like to start with your abduction.
4 men made me open the safe. They took me as a hostage.
Were you able to see anything at all through the blindfold?
The Town, starring Ben Affleck, directed by Ben Affleck, also stars Jeremy Renner, John Hamm, Rebecca Hall. This is a bank robbery movie done pretty flawlessly. I could nitpick this movie a little bit, and especially when it comes to one villain role in this movie. I think that character just wasn't as developed as I would like. He has some memorable sequences. This guy that owns a flower shop, I think he could have had a little bit more. I wanted to know just a little bit more backstory with him, but that's a huge, huge nitpick. The acting here is all top notch. Ben Affleck, after I think this was his second movie that he directed, after Gone Baby Gone. Argo would come out shortly after this, but this is the film that really, like, I think stood, people were like, oh, Ben Affleck can direct movies. I think Gone Baby Gone was a great, great opening directional debut for him. But I think this is the movie that really, like, okay, this really set him up for Argo and movies he has directed since. So let's see, the bank robberies themselves, the action sequences, the climax to this movie, all of it is just top notch. One of the things I like the most about this film is just how they develop the backstory for the characters, especially Ben Affleck's character, and you understand why he's turned to a life of crime and where he and his family came from and kind of where he thinks his future is headed now. And you see that relationship between him and a past girlfriend. You see the relationship between him and his best friend, and you really feel for him, even though he has made some terrible, terrible choices. You find yourself still rooting for him. The same can't be said for Jeremy Renner's character necessarily. He is kind of just shown to be kind of the bad character. He has some moments where you can be like, okay, I'm rooting for him a little bit, but for the most part, he is shown to just be someone who is just extremely volatile and extremely violent. The romance here between Ben Affleck and Rebecca Hall actually works super, super well and is done in a very unique way that moves the story forward. So I actually enjoyed that. Definitely a lot more than Point Breaks. Yeah, if you haven't, I don't have a whole lot to say about The Town. If you haven't seen it, I think it's fantastic. It's on HBO currently, and that's where I watched it. So if you haven't checked that out, I would definitely give that a watch. It is a very, very fun, fast-moving 2 hours that I think you'll have a lot of fun with that movie. And that is going to do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back next week reviewing.
The patient has lost the ability to speak.
He's not deaf, and he's technically not mute.
With the proper amount of care, it's possible that he could regain his understanding of the world, his ability to speak.
What's our first course of action?
Well, the state is not going to pay for any of that, so we are going to put his ass on the first bus downtown.
What do you mean he won't get out of the trailer?
Charlie Day's directional debut, Fool's Paradise, which I mentioned early on in the podcast. I am going to theaters tomorrow to see this movie. Don't know what the feedback from the critics and everyone else has been. So I'm kind of going into this one a little bit blind. I usually like to check out the reviews before I head to the theater, but I'm just going to go and see this one. I'm trying to support Charlie Day. So that will be next week's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I do want to thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope that my voice wasn't too painful to listen to. And I will be back next Saturday. I will be well rested so that I can review Fool's Paradise.